Well, we were limping or crawling into the tournament. We didn't play well for three quarters last night, and you know, just hadn't been playing well. And we had a long talk before the game, and they came out, played. Kenzie Hill hit 5 3-pointers. Been looking for something like that all year.
Yeah.
But second half, I told them we need to be patient. But we sort of went out and wasn't by design and didn't like it. But, you know, we came out almost playing not to get beat rather than playing to win. You know, we didn't attack the basket and anything like that. But we hung on, got a big stop down at the end, a big rebound. And, you know, it was a good win. Granger's a good ball club. They're huge. You know, like I said, I think they're ranked in AA. And to beat them twice, 1 point both times, says a lot for my girls. I mean, you know, I'm proud of them. If we'd have lost, I'd have been proud of them tonight because we competed.
Yeah.
That's what we haven't been doing the last couple of games. And, you know, you've got to compete.
Gotcha. Kat Feeney came in first there, had a big block.
Kat did okay, you know. She's a senior, and the kids, you know, you can tell by senior night, the girls love her to death. And I told the girls, you know, one of you's going to sit tonight, you know, Kenzie. I told Kenzie probably going to start Kat instead of you. She said, I think you should, you know. It's just they like her, you know. And she did all right. She didn't hurt us in there. Matter of fact, she helped us a little bit.
Gotcha. I saw there towards the fourth, seeing the girls were communicating real well, talking to each other, players coming in, the grubs are going up, talking to them, talking about defense. Talk about the communication and playing as a team there.
Well, you know, we haven't been doing that. We've been bickering a little bit, and, you know, tonight they come together a little bit, and they wanted it, you know. So they knew it against a good team, and they wanted it, and they got to have that want to every night.
Yeah.
And, you know, you got to communicate, and, you know, as a matter of fact, they was arguing with me there in the last few seconds. I was wanting to switch defenses. I said, no, let's go with what got us here.
Gotcha.
And
how nerve-wracking was that last 10, 15 seconds there for you?
You know, we've been in a lot of games that you know, I felt like it would, you know, we kept telling them we've come too far, we've played too hard to give up now. You know, we just need one stop and a rebound and, you know, and no, so it wasn't too nerve wracking. It probably was on the fans and stuff, but I handled it pretty good.
My last question is, how big is this going into tournament time? Well, how big of a boost is this for your girls and going into Dana Boone next week?
Like I said, you know, we was limping in, and, you know, this is unbelievable. Confidence builder, you know, I told them before the game, let's compete, win or lose, let's compete because they're as good as teams we'll be playing next week. Maybe better, you know, I don't know. It's just big momentum builder. Let's go keep it going.